Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, October 1st, 2024, regular business meeting. Call to order time, 7 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Fire Chief Cahill.
Absent.
Fiscal Officer Ross. Here. Trustee Van Haren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, if you'll please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have no minutes to approve, so straight to the staff reports. I don't see a Miami County Sheriff Deputy. So we'll skip that. Report from the fire department. You have in your package on page 4. Since Ben isn't here, I will read this. So they just provide these stats every month. You can see there was 13 mutual aid calls given and 9 received. And some of those, I believe, were for the same building. He wrote in the notes. And then you see the runs down there on the left in the various categories. So we had 57 total runs this month. And this was actually through September 25th. It's not for the entire month. And I don't have any other updates to tell you from him. Okay, report from planning and zoning. Okay. That report will be on the following page, page 5.
We had a kind of a busy month. As you can see, we've got a couple of above ground pools. There's an accessory building, a new commercial building. And then as you go down the list here, the second item is gonna be the 9 applications for different parcel changes. One of these, or actually where you see the Route 40 changes, that's one owner's property which has a number of issues that we're trying to fix for them so that they can sell their property. And then, of course, there's a West Charleston Road with a second residence, and that's all going to go before the BZA. Let's see, since the last Zoning Commission meeting, there's only been one, and that's on 6585 Route 40, and that's a B1 to R1 AAA. And then year to date, you go down to the next column, you've got 26 certificates issued, declarations only 4, variance requests 9, and approved 1, conditional use request 1, and then of course go on down, and you've got zoning amendments 4, zoning amendments approved 3. And the Board of Commissions is, the Miami County is gonna meet on October 15th at 7 p.m. We do have a case going up there, and that is going to be, I believe, for the West Charleston Road?
No.
Route 40. Yeah, the business one. I had to think about that. And then the Zoning Appeals is gonna meet on October 24th at 6:30. Of course, you have the right to attend if you'd like. That's an open meeting. And then the Zoning Commission, again, will meet at 7:30, the same day, just a little bit earlier. And then the Board of Trustee meeting will be on November 4th. And that's pretty much it.
If we're having a hearing on the 4th, aren't we starting at 6:30?
No, I'm going to put it in the agenda rather than starting early, because I don't think that's actually legal.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start the meeting and do roll call, and then we can have the public hearing and then turn around and vote.
No, you have the public hearing before it. It's a separate meeting.
Yeah, but to do that, you have to send out notice and
post
all kinds
it.
Of things. And there was never any list of who attended and all that kind of stuff, so we're going to follow a different pattern. Okay, next would be the Township Administrator. I'm the Acting Township Administrator. That report is on page 6. We have 6 resolutions tonight. The first 3 are to accept resignations from the Bethel Fire Department. Then there's a resolution to purchase a fire hose tester and drafting supplies for the fire department. A resolution to authorize payment of grinding work performed by Miami County Engineer's Office as preparation for repaving Wildcat Road. And the final resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants. We have received applications and will be interviewing candidates to fill the Township Administrator / Zoning Director position soon. And I just wanted to give a reminder, there's a lot of events this month in the Township. The Historical Society will meet tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. They meet on the first Wednesday of every month. The annual Fire Department Open House is Sunday, October 13th from 2 to 4. There will be fire safety activities, pumpkin decorating for the kids, games, demonstrations, including a landing by the critical care helicopter, weather permitting, of course, and food and beverages. So come join us for that. The Bethel Elementary PTO is holding their second annual Booth or Treat event for kids up at the Bethel School Elementary School on Saturday, October 26th. Sorry, it says second. Tooth. It's supposed to be the 26th. From 2 to 4 p.m., they are looking for groups to set up booths, offering game snacks, or just handing out candy. I did go to that last year. It's a fun event. The kids have a great time, and they're so cute in their costumes. So if you have a group or a family or somebody that wants to just come and hand out some candy, there's some information there at the bottom in the little graphic on how to contact them. Trick-or-treat in the Township will be Thursday, October 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. That is rain or shine. And look out for our fire department, who will be out in the fire truck handing out candy. And November 5th, of course, is the vote for the upcoming election. That starts at 6:30 in the morning and runs till 7:30 p.m. at night. Everyone in the Township votes at Bethel High School. If you go around back to the Hive entrance, you'll be right there. And if you can't make it on the 5th, early voting begins the 8th, and October 8th, and ends November 3rd on a Sunday. And you just check the Miami County Board of Elections website. There's a whole early voting page that gives you all the dates they will be there and the times for each of those. And down at the bottom in the graphic, there's a QR code you can scan, and it will take you right to their website. Okay, that's my report. Trustee reports. Trustee Van Haren?
Sure. In early September, CAMA posted a letter about the Woodward Hill Waterline Extension Project in the online form for the Tip Gazette, and which the paper also subsequently published in their printed paper. CAMA, your letter was not only unprofessional, but also rife with misinformation regarding the ongoing discussions about the water project in Bethel Township. First and foremost, your letter presents a one-sided narrative that dismisses the voices of those in favor of the project, painting them as a small minority. This is not reflective of the ongoing community discussions, which have included input from a variety of stakeholders. Both myself and Debbie Fritz have presented lists with over 90 names of township residents that support these projects. The assertion that most residents oppose the use of the 3.8 mil levy funds is misleading, particularly given the numerous supportive comments made at public meetings made by residents who don't live in that particular project area. Your characterization of me and the Woodward Hill residents is both disrespectful and unfounded. These residents are advocating for a legitimate concern about their water supply, a matter that affects their quality of life. By suggesting that they are somehow misusing taxpayer funds or think that we are a, quote, welfare state, you overlook the broader implications of ensuring safe and accessible water for all residents. You claim that the current situation is merely a private issue for a handful of owners, yet this perspective fails to acknowledge the potential benefits of the project for the entire community. As you know, since 2009, the township has put water and sewer infrastructure in Brandt, Fountain, and Wiley Industrial Park with the use of 3.8 mil levy funds. Well-planned water infrastructure supports existing residents, it will reduce their home insurance rates, and increases property values for everyone. Moreover, your repeated dismissal of the engineering assessments and the expertise required for such projects is concerning, relying on outdated notions about the responsibility of the township, as well as making up information to fit your narrative, undermines the complexity of the situation. The township trustees are responsible for the health, safety, and welfare of our entire community. It is important not to shy away from these responsibilities because of a few anonymous detractors that only seem to have spoken to you or Julie. You further assert that residents fear retribution for expressing their opinions, which speaks to a broader issue of community engagement and trust. If constituents feel unable to voice their thoughts without fear, it is imperative that we work towards a more inclusive dialogue rather than further dividing our community, as you did with your letter. Residents did not shy away from telling the trustees what they thought about the potential marijuana dispensary or last year when we voted on the annexation agreement with Huber Heights. So is your statement about fear of retribution simply a fear tactic and a way to shift the focus of the discussion? Julie was very willing to read in a public meeting the one anonymous letter that we all received that did not support the project. And yet, as of yet, no one has read in a public meeting the 10 plus emails that we all received that do support the project. Finally, your conclusion implies that only a select few would benefit from taxpayer funds, ignoring the reality that many residents face similar challenges, if not now, then in the future. It is our responsibility as trustees to wisely use the taxpayer funds entrusted to us for a variety of projects that serve the residents. In summary, it is vital to approach these discussions with professionalism, respect, and a commitment to factual accuracy. Your letter did none of that. The future of our community depends on a balanced and thoughtful approach to addressing these critical issues, which will only continue to occur. I am hopeful that we will actually have a thorough, fact-based discussion on the Woodward Hill waterline extension, as well as the gravity school project for West Charleston in a future trustee workshop meeting. Thank you.
Rhonda?
So these...
Do you want this for the meeting minutes?
Yes. So these...
Thank you.
So these trustee reports are meant for the trustees to be able to tell the community what we've been out doing on their behalf. Did you have anything that you've been doing since the last meeting that you would like to mention?
I have been doing a lot of cleanup from that fallout. That's what I've been doing.
From the Woodward Hill?
No, from that letter. From people who called me and said, whatever.
Okay, so nothing else to report.
So I can use my trustee report for whatever I would like, Julie.
I'm just telling you the intention, and I didn't hear
anything
that you... I
totally appreciate it.
Okay,
but
so...
that is my report.
Okay, thank you. So I'm next on the list, since I'm doing the recording on this. One second, I just gotta pull it up here. Okay, so here's what I've been doing since the September meeting. I attended the MVRPC meeting on September 5th, where the items discussed were more urban-oriented or housekeeping items, such as transportation work program, the mobility initiative, transportation improvement program, fund availability, funding policy, and Ohio Commuter Challenge, which is also known as Rideshare. An Ohio climate update presentation was scheduled, but the presenter tested positive for COVID and couldn't make it. So if you're interested in any of those topics that I mentioned, you can go to the MVRPC website. Also, on September 5th, I went to the Miami County Comprehensive Plan meeting. Miami County is working on updating the comprehensive plan, which is supposed to define the future of the county for the next, 10, 20 years. And we have our own zoning, so they don't squash that, but we are invited to attend these meetings and have input to things like, for me, I go and say, we're losing our farmland, annexation, right? So, this was the second meeting. I also went to the first one. The comments from the first meeting were just fleshed out a bit in the second meeting, but they do encourage all citizens to attend these meetings. So if you're interested in that, go to the next one. On September 10th, Huber Heights held a planning meeting and recommended to approve the development plan submitted by DEC for the annexed land. This plan included a density of up to 7 housing units per acre. At the regular council meeting, which was held on September 23rd, I spoke during the public hearing against approving the proposed development plan due to the high density and the fact that the residents do not want this massive development project to go through. While I was out collecting signatures to try to get the referendum to help Huber with that, so many citizens said, we don't want this, enough is enough, traffic is horrible, quality of life is going down. So I relayed that to the council during this meeting. There were other protesters that stood up during the hearing that protested about the density of the proposed units, plus now there's a potential business industry kind of strip along 40 there that they've included in their plan. Also, they complained about the horrendous traffic issues that already exist in Huber and about their quality of life, which has gone down since a lot of residents there are longtime residents just like they are here, And so they know the old Huber versus the new Huber and say their quality of life is diminishing. Councilman Mark Campbell asked if they could limit the development to 5 units per acre. In the end, they did amend it to 5 units per acre maximum, and the council voted to approve it 6-2 with Councilwoman Kitchen and Councilman Davidson voting no. So I guess this is some concession that they're going to cap it at 5, but it's 5 based on the 300, roughly 300 acres. So we're back to 1,500 units, which means they can build a higher density on less than the 300 acres and then still have plenty of room for businesses that they were talking about putting in. On September 10th and 17th, I went to the school board workshop and regular meetings. At the regular meeting, an annexation update was given by the superintendent, which included a draft of a resolution that was sent to the board, but it was not made public, nor was it reviewed by the facilities committee, so I'm not sure entirely what was in there. The board did ask for redistricting options available and the probability of each happening. They asked that of the superintendent, so we'll see what comes back from that. And just to let you know, there will be a facilities committee meeting held this month on Tuesday, October 15th in the Bethel High School Library. I believe that's going to be at 6:30, and the community is encouraged to attend that. I also attended the Miami County Township Association meeting on September 12th. Jonathan Newman, who is running to fill Jenna Powell's seat, was the guest speaker. We did discuss the current annexation law issues, which he's fully aware of. He's been made aware of that in spades on previous occasions, and the Miami County commissioners are working with him. So he did mention legislation has been introduced to reduce property taxes. Farmland issues were raised by an audience member who said CAUV helps, and solar farms are starting to take away the farmland. Mr. Newman suggested to check out miamicountytomorrow.gov website. He raised concerns about foreign governments buying up farmland, especially near military installations. In China, you can only buy property if moving there to work and live on the property. So maybe looking to pass some legislation to stop foreign governments from purchasing land, especially by military installations, which is us. He mentioned two issues affecting voting this November. Foreign funds pouring in from outside the country to fund their causes. And also, issue one on this upcoming ballot is to change how Ohio draws its district lines. It's currently set by the General Assembly. Issue one moves it to a select few private citizens. So please educate yourself on this issue before going to the ballot. He also spoke on the Springfield situation, where he mentioned that 20,000 immigrants were sent to Springfield, which is a third increase. There used to be 55,000 to 60,000 citizens. He also mentioned the hospitals are overwhelmed with health issues such as HIV, and there are 19-year-olds in freshman classes due to the educational level mismatch. So they're struggling like we are at Bethel with all these immigrants coming in. Lastly, tonight we have 3 firefighters on the agenda who have recently resigned. I hate to see them go, but I understand we are only part-time and there are full-time opportunities out there. I would like to thank them for their service to Bethel Township and wish them well in their future endeavors. And that's my report. Trustee Dick.
Okay, well, we're going to hit the highlights. We discussed a little bit of this at the business meeting. The playground is done, and it's beautiful. We've had nothing but compliments on it. We've had the exterior doors here on the building painted. We're looking for trim paint now to match so that it's kind of coordinated. We have finished the Wildcat Road project. We came in under budget on that. We're going to be starting the Agenbrough Road project in the next 2 weeks. So that is my report.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, just let me take some notes. Okay. Next up is financial report, Fiscal Officer Ross.
Okay, so the credit card detail is not attached. It had been yet to arrive. I believe it came today.
It came today.
Yeah. And the receipt report is attached.
So I just want to say one thing about the receipt report. Since I include it in here, and we had one receipt on the very end. This is on page 7 in your package there. You guys have the updated one. So I had put, I knew that we received the, we deposited the check Monday, yesterday, but didn't get it into the system until today because it required some special handling because it was a refund of an overpayment because we had three checks in July, but OPRS only collects for the month. So it caused an overpayment. So I just want you to know that last line where it says the $369.02, that is now in the system. It is number 298-2024. And it's just a standard type receipt, and it's O for outstanding. So just so you know that. Anything else for your report?
I don't believe so. The next one is the only other thing I was going to say.
Yep, so discussion items, the employee care program.
So I received an email concerning the employee care program. Which is, we pay by the year, and it's going to go up. Current rate is $30 per member per year, and the new rate is gonna be $33 per member per year. And this is the program that, an employee can talk to a counselor about anything that they're having trouble with, or like drug addiction, alcohol. If you just
trauma.
Need somebody to talk
PTSD.
To, huh?
Trauma. From
yeah,
seeing
trauma.
A bad
yeah.
accident.
Anything. You can talk to them about anything. So I just wanted to bring it up that it was going up $3. I didn't think that was a bad deal. And I think we should keep it. They've got the estimated costs at $1,056, and it's based upon employee census of 32. But obviously we do not have 32 employees anymore, so.
So it'll be under $1,000. We do not need a resolution for this. I am fully in support of this. Even $3 more, still a bargain to me.
And I just wanted I wanted to bring it because I wanted you to know that the price went up.
Okay.
Instead of just signing off on it and doing it, I wanted it to make it known that the price went up.
No, I think it's a good program.
Yeah, I think so too. We used it at the hospital. And I, like you said, it's a good program. If you need it.
Okay, so it looks like we're going ahead with that.
Yep.
Okay, public comments on items on the agenda.
I don't have anything.
Okay, none. Okay, action items.
Okay. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna get all my ducks in a row here.
You want me to read them so you can just write? Okay.
I copy them over from what I write on here, so.
Okay.
Resolution number 24-10-088, a resolution accepting the resignation of Gerald Leach from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second resolution 24-10-088.
All right, thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, call the roll.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Resolution number 24-10-089, a resolution accepting the resignation of Jason Jasper from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-10-089.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Rees?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-10-090, a resolution accepting the resignation of Samuel Sortman from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Do we have a motion?
Go ahead.
Motion.
A second, 24-10-090.
Okay, any discussion?
I would like to say on behalf of all these firefighters that we do need them, and we hope that even though they're going on to different positions, that they eventually can find some time in their schedules to come back and work for us part-time, because we are definitely losing firefighters. And they're great, great people.
Okay. I agree with that, and as I said earlier, definitely thanks to all of them, and best of luck in the future.
Yep. Are we ready for the vote?
We are ready.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Rees?
Yes.
Are you doing your...
Motion passes.
Oh, motion carries 3-0. Thank you. I always forget to say that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Resolution number 24-10-091, a resolution authorizing the purchase of a fire hose tester and drafting equipment from Atlantic Emergency Solutions at a cost of $6,257.41 by utilizing American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 2410-021.
And a second?
Sorry, 091.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? No. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Rees?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-10-092, a resolution authorizing payment for paving prep work to Miami County Engineer's Office in the amount of $5,100.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second resolution 24-10-092.
Thank you. Any discussion? Okay, call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Rees?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 24-10-093, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Do we have a motion?
I move for the adoption of resolution 24-10-093.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? I have some. So this goes back to the receipt of the OPERS refund. So on the, just want you to know, you guys have an updated copy, but in the package that everybody else has, it's not updated because it just got done today. So that $369.02, there is a entry in the payments as a negative adjustment. It's 714-2024, or part of 714-2024. So the way that works is we had already paid it, so it had to be adjusted to take that amount off of the overpayment. That's it.
Okay. Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Trustee Rees.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay. Public comments on any topic.
I didn't see that the first time you said that.
That's all right.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Lorna Swisher.
Good evening, trustees. My name is Lorna Swisher. I live at 5409 South State Route 202, and I'm a part of the Woodward Hill neighborhood. My husband is a trustee on that water corporation. On your May agenda, you had item 24-05-052, And it was a resolution that Trustee Van Heerden had put forward to pay for the engineering study for the Woodward Hill study. And that motion was never acted on by this board. So what I'm asking tonight is that that resolution would be brought back before this board for an actual vote by the three of you. We clearly know that Trustee Van Heerden is in support of it. We read through the Tippecanoe Gazette that Trustee Dick is in opposition to it, I understand. But in order for us to move forward with this project in one way or the other, we believe it would be appropriate for the trustees to actually bring that item back before you to take a vote for it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that the only one?
As far as I know, yes. I didn't see it sitting up there earlier, but.
Okay. Announcements. Most of these I've told you about, but just to recap, Historical Society meeting tomorrow in this room at 6 p.m. Fire Department open house 2 to 4 in the firehouse. October 14th is Columbus or Indigenous Peoples Day. We're observing that here, so the township offices will be closed. October 15th is the County Planning Commission meeting. That's in Troy at 7 p.m. October 24th will be the BZA meeting at 6:30, followed by the Zoning Commission meeting at 7:30. October 26th is Booth or Treat up at Bethel Elementary School from 2 to 4. October 29th is the trustee workshop meeting in this room at 7 p.m. November 4th will be the trustee, we're going to have a public hearing for the zoning cases and the regular business meeting in this room at 7 o'clock. And November 5th is Election Day from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and you can vote at Bethel High School. Okay. A motion to enter into executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance and for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, discipline, or compensation of a public employee or official. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Okay, please call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heerden?
Yes.
Trustee Reed?
Yes. So we are not expecting any kind of action or vote after this executive session, and we're going into executive session at 7:33. Thank you all for coming. And appreciate your comments.